Welcome to the listeners of our podcast, The Voice of Refugees. Our podcasts are available in their original version and have been translated into English by the member of the Junior Chamber International of Paris for greater accessibility. The Junior Chamber International is an association which aims to bring people together who wants to create projects of general interest. In this context, we have decided to create a series of informative podcasts for refugees in Île-de-France area. With this podcast, we would like to show the possible way of integration for people who aim to find a job, attend a training, obtain legal assistance, or even learn French. We also wanted to make the voice of the refugees heard by inviting them to our podcast. This podcast also give voice to associations that help refugees. This third program is devoted to the Singa Association, an incubator that supports refugees in the realization of their entrepreneurial or associative projects, and to the FEA Association, a project incubated at Singa between 2019 and 2020. Julia told us about the Singa Association.
It is a citizens' movement born in 2012, which aims to create a society rich in its diversity, where everyone, regardless of their origin, can fully realize their potential. Singa seeks to create a social bond between local people and people new to France. To do this, Singa innovates every year by offering tools and spaces for meeting, exchanges, sharing, innovation, and working together for newcomers and local people so that everyone can build social professional projects. Singa supports refugee entrepreneurs and local entrepreneurs with social impact projects in order to support and promote innovation resulting from migration. Julia has been working for Singa for over a year and a half, until last year on community animation, and since January 2020, she has been involved in supporting entrepreneurs either at the incubation stage or during the launch phase of their structure.
We asked Julia to tell us about Singa projects.
Major projects are La Communauté, J'accueille, and L'Entrepreneuriat. Singa began with events and activities which can be offered by any member of La Communauté and which bring people together around their hobby. Maxime is actor and offers theatrical improvisation lessons. Thomas is passionate about games and organizes fun moments of conversation and games. Recently, they have also offered training in the animation of cultural events. The click training to provide all the necessary keys to people who wish to share their areas of interest. In 2015, Singa launched J'accueille, an intrapreneurial project following a dual observation. On the one hand, thousands of refugees found themselves without a stable housing solution. And on the other hand, thousands of citizens wanted to open their doors to someone. There is a vocation of bringing together citizens who have a room and refugees without a housing solution, so that the latter can acquire temporary stability, allowing them to devote themselves entirely to their project, whether it is studies, job search, or housing. In 2016, the Singa Incubator was born. Many people who arrived in France wanted to pursue their career they had in their country or wanted to completely change sector. Today, Singa supports around 100 projects per year in Paris, and other incubators have emerged, notably in Lyon and Nantes.
We ask Julia to tell us a little bit more about l'entrepreneuriat.
There are three phases to l'entrepreneuriat in Paris: pre-incubation, incubation, and acceleration. The pre-incubation is the project ideation and validation phase and lasts 2 months with 2 workshops per week in addition to individual follow-up appointments. The pre-incubation allows people to reflect on the viability of the project, assess the competition, do a market study, work on the business plan, and begin to think about who the potential beneficiary customers may be. The pre-incubation is open to anyone with an ID for a project or who has a level of French or English. Incubation represents the project launch phase and lasts 6 months. There are 2 eligibility criteria: either being a refugee or having a project with impact on the social or professional inclusion. Singa supports between 12 and 15 projects per promotion. The candidates are selected by a jury in front of which they will pitch their project. And during this 6 months, the entrepreneurs will benefit from support, monthly meetings, the help of a mentor, regular contact with experts, visibility via social networks, and access to the co-working space. Finally, there is the accelerator, which is the phase of strengthening leadership qualities. The accelerator lasts 9 months. In general, Singa supports 8 projects per year, and the services offered are very similar to the services offered within the incubator, with the only difference that the accelerator supports entrepreneurs toward financing opportunities, which is not yet the case within the incubator since the projects are really in the launch and structuring phase. Singa intervenes in the development of the company or the association and is there to provide support and a network to entrepreneurs and will make all the connection with the most relevant experts to support this project and answer questions of the entrepreneurs and ensure that they have all the keys in hand to develop their business or association. Workshops and training will also make it possible to respond to certain issues faced by entrepreneurs during the development of their structure.
We ask Julia to summarize for what Singel can bring to refugees to create their association.
Personalized and tailor-made follow-up.
We ask Sokna and Abdelatif from the FEA Association, incubated by Singa, to show us around.
Sokna is the coordinator of the FEA Association, an association created in 2011, which works on the themes of combating violence against girls and women, and gender equality, and on women's health, in especially youth with an immigrant background and refugee women as well. Their activities mainly concern raising public awareness for greater awareness of inequalities and sexist behavior and training professionals on how to identify and help victims of violence. In France, each year, it's 220,000 women who are victims of physical violence from their spouse or ex-spouse, and among refugee and migrant women, some have left their country because of situation of violence, and others have experienced violence on the way to exile, and others continue to suffer in the host country. So it's important that the professionals who work with these women know how to detect violence and respond to the needs.
FEA was asked how they got to know Singa.
Singa was present in an associative village on the forecourt of the Mairie de Paris to present its activities. FEA contacted Singa in 2019 following a European grant which allowed them to develop the activities of the association with a view to changing the representation and behaviors of men regarding women. And within the framework of this project, 10 male mediators were recruited, either from immigrant or refugee backgrounds. These mediators were trained, and today they are leading awareness activities with other men on these issues. Singa had a great impact on the development of FEA activities and offered training support and assistance in the management of the development of communication partnership, fundraising, meeting with mentors who passed on their experience, their knowledge, and their know-how. Singa also put FEA in touch with the Spanish Association, which was looking for partner and friends, and a second project on the health of migrant women was born. A European project, an Erasmus Plus project, had also been implemented with other associations in Bordeaux, Belgium, and Spain.
We ask Abdel Latif, who is a mediator at FEA, to tell us about his missions.
Abdel Latif is originally from Sudan and has lived in France for 4.5 years. He joined the program because it is an association that fights against violence against women. He saw many women who had suffered all types of violence, physical violence, psychological violence, and rape. He is committed to helping female victims and changing the mentality of men. He organized awareness-raising workshop on violence against women, excision, forced marriage, and early marriage. He wants to encourage women who experience violence.
We ask Julia how we could register for the next Singa sessions.
As for the pre-incubation, all people who have an idea for a project and who would like to see if the idea is viable or feasible are welcome. There are individual meetings to make a diagnosis of the project. Regarding incubation, Julia encouraged to visit Singa's website and register for a meeting. Why?